Art Prize has become a major event in Grand Rapids with thousands of visitors from all over the world. The huge pot of prize money available has a lot to do with why so many artists enter their works. Now underway, the two-week run of Art Prize will end October 4th with an award ceremony. Christian Gaines is in his first year as executive director of Art Prize, coming from a background in staging international film festivals. He told Current State Scott Pohl that he hasn't attended Art Prize in the past, and he's somewhat proud of that.
I'm so excited by how excited people are about the event itself. And when I say that I haven't been, it kind of renews their intentions in making sure that I understand how extraordinary a phenomenon it is.
I love the phrase in the press releases related to Art Prize that described the entire setup as radically open international art competition.
That's right. Yep. Yes, there are a few basic tenets of Art Prize, and the idea is to make sure that the model, that the Art Prize platform itself, is as simple and as streamlined as possible, which is a challenge because it's unique. There's nothing else kind of really like it. But part of those tenets is that it is radically open. That is, anyone can be an artist and anyone can submit. And that it is independently organized. That is, artists submit, venues submit, and then there's a connections process. And what grows out of that process is kind of independent, certainly to us. And then that there's a public voting process. So, anyone can vote and anyone can join in the conversation about the art that they like, that they want to support.
I want to go over a few of the stats. It's my understanding that the entries this year came to over 1,500 from 47 countries and 45 states. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Well, first question then, I guess, would be, how did we miss out on the other five states?
That's a good question. We'll have to zero in on them next year and see if we can't get all 50.
To your knowledge, how does that compare with years past? I have to think it's been growing with that kind of prize money at stake.
It has been growing. Certainly, it's grown internationally. About 10% of our of all of the entries that are exhibiting this year come from outside of the United States. And it's certainly our intention to continue to sort of geographically diversify the event as much as possible by making sure that as many arts communities in as many states and indeed in as many countries are aware of Art Prize and the opportunity not just to win a public voting prize or a jury prize, but also the opportunity of having your work seen by hundreds of thousands of renewing and new lovers, appreciators of art, and have your work exposed in that way, and to just sort of be a part of this massive community of artists and art professionals and kind of reaping the benefits of kind of expanding your professional network.
It's described as the world's largest art prize with $560,000 in prize money available. And I want to ask you about the funding mechanism for paying for all of this. Where's the money come from?
Sure. Well, we have over 140 sponsors. And the West Michigan tradition of corporate sponsorship and public and private foundations is it's a well-told and deservedly told story. So we have a strong lineup of public and private foundations, of corporate sponsors, both local and national, who support the program. We also have individual givers, and we have a membership program that just started this year. So it's, just like any other nonprofit, just like any other 501c3, we work hard to make sure that we replace the money that we spend. And that's what we do.
Lots of people like you will be attending for the first time, I assume. What sort of advice do you have for people who haven't been to Art Prize, the best way to get the most out of a visit?
Sure. Well, I think one of the best things to do is, if you're new in town, is to show up at the hub at 41 Sheldon, which is sort of the official headquarters. And from there, it's very easy to get oriented. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of guides here who can help you on your way and get you oriented. You can pick up an event guide, and you can sort of get going that way. There's a lot of suggestions for walking trails around the city. There's a lot of suggestions for other ways to be able to experience the event itself. The other thing that's really important is to download the mobile app onto either your iPhone or your Android smartphone, and to experience Art Prize that way. There's a lot of information there. There's a lot of ways to be able to kind of look at the different kinds of art and be able to map out your route around the city. And then, of course, it's the best way to register and vote. And, you know, voting is I think, really central to the overall Art Prize experience because it is easy to do, and artists love it and depend on it. And it's a lot of fun.
I wanted to ask you about the public vote. The first place prize money from the public vote part of the competition is $200,000. So everybody who goes gets to help pick the winner. How does that all work?
Sure. Well, that's you actually hit the nail on the head there. You can participate if you're over 16 years of age and you register either with a computer or with your smartphone within the 3-square-mile boundary of Art Prize. You have to be here and you have to be registered as a participant of Art Prize. Then you're eligible to vote. And you can go around to all the various venues. There's about 160 venues, and you can look at the art and you can choose what work you want to vote on. You can only vote once, and you can only vote if you're actually here participating in the event.
You can only vote once out of all the pieces that have been submitted?
No, you can vote on different pieces that you'd like to see win, but you can only vote once per piece.
Ah, and then there's a second phase after you've
narrowed
it down to something like 10 finalists, right?
That's right. We get to the top 10 date, which is September 29th. And then after that, there's a top 10 that's announced. All of those top 10 finalists actually win an award. And then all the voting goes back down to zero again, and then everyone votes on those top 10.
I suppose that voting mechanism is designed to prevent ballot stuffing from all over the world.
Well, you can't really vote from all over the world because it's geo-targeted. So that means that your smartphone is within a 3-square-mile boundary of where all of the art is, and it is only within that boundary, if you are registered within that boundary, that you can vote. So, for example, artists who might have a cadre of fans, friends, and followers can't simply put out an open call on the internet and ask their friends to vote on their piece because that won't work.
Tell me about the juried prizes and how that system works.
Sure. There are three jurors this year, and they're charged with a $100,000 grand jury prize. And then there's also jurors in other individual categories, each of which are worth $25,000.
So the public vote prize is bigger than the juried prize.
It is.
Interesting. What sorts of attendance expectations do you have?
Well, last year we welcomed about 400,000 people to Grand Rapids to experience Art Prize. This year, because of sort of increased awareness and publicity, including a Time Magazine article that named us one of the world's five festive events you won't want to miss in 2013, we're expecting closer to 500,000 people.
It's really amazing that it's reached this kind of scope in just its fifth year.
It's totally nuts. It really is. It's great. I mean, I think that you know, there's a real need for this kind of an event. I think that part of its appeal is that we utilize technology in a kind of an elegant and efficient way that really enhances and adds to the overall physical experience of being a part of Art Prize and walking around the city and kind of yielding to the experience of looking at art. And that's something that people, you know, really enjoy. I think that there's an element of discovering art. There's an element of art and its place in the city. You know, because you're kind of looking around, not just inside, you know, the big museums here like the Graham or the UICA or other venues like that, but there's also a lot of public art in public parks, on bridges, in the middle of the river, all, you know, on the sides of walls, murals, all kinds of things that people are kind of looking around and kind of yielding to the experience. And I think that that's part of the ultimate appeal, which is, you know, it's not just art, but where it is and why it's there and what it says about cities. And I think that there's, I think that really strikes a chord. I think that really strikes a chord with people. And it's a great thing to do. It's a great thing to do with your friends. It's a great thing to do with your whole family. It's a celebration. It really is. It's a celebration of creative expression. It's a celebration of the courage that it takes to become an artist. It's a celebration of the courage that it takes to put your work out there and have people look at it. You know, it's, I think it's just sort of very cathartic, whether you're an attendee, a participant, or whether you're an artist.
Christian Gaines is Executive Director of Art Prize. Good luck. You have a couple of busy weeks coming up.
I do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.